Welcome back to your INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. Today is all about rebranding. So we're doing a series of 10 videos and today is all about setting and achieving goals as an INFJ. And trust me, after having worked with thousands of INFJs, I can tell you one thing for sure. The things that we need in order to set and achieve goals and in order to feel fulfilled in life are different than what mainstream media is telling us. There are some things we have to go deeper in and other things we can completely neglect. So today we're going really deep and understanding what it takes for an INFJ to not only set goals and achieve them, but to be excited about the process and to want to continuously set and achieve goals that matter to us and nobody else. Remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Hermit Glow Up. It's a little playbook that you can keep with you and that reminds you of where you're at on your journey and then inspires you to keep going. You can download the free poster in the link in the description. As INFJs, one of our biggest challenges is the fact that we're never excited about setting goals. We have already played out so many scenarios in our mind of, you know, if I do this, then yeah, maybe those external things will happen, but I won't feel any different because we've done it so often. We see what people left and right of us are doing, and then we emulate that. At least when we were children, when we were younger, you know, we tried that because we look at them and they seem fulfilled through that. They seem excited. You know, there's certain accolades that are portrayed as the thing everybody wants. And once we start going after those things, we recognize, I don't feel any different. It doesn't make me feel better. I don't feel fulfilled. And therefore, I'm not going to get motivated to continue on that path. And so there's this feeling in our stomach of something is wrong. I'm not excited about that. I'm never going to be part of that society. I'm never going to be part of, you know, this lifestyle where people are all excited about achieving those goals. And again, it seems great from the outside because the people who are doing it seem so excited, but it just doesn't excite me. And then for the longest time, I thought, okay, maybe people are just pretending to be excited. But you know, once you get to know people a little bit better, you see, no, there are actually people out there who are excited about those things, who are excited about going after things that everybody is going after. But that being said, just because people get excited about certain things that you're not getting excited about, that does not mean that you can't feel that excitement for yourself. Because think about it, isn't one of the best things about this glow up to actually want to grow in a direction that you find meaningful, where you wake up in the morning and you can't wait to take on the day? This is the kind of feeling we're chasing because that's the feeling that makes you feel fulfilled, alive, excited about life, and it feels like you. And that's what we want to achieve. Because despite popular belief, it does not work to say, oh, I have to get excited about something and then I'm going to take steps, right? This is something that as INFJs is more important than it is for other types. Because the thing that we lack is actually the motivation to take action. Some of us are better than this. Some of us have a real difficulty with it. But as a general group, SE, our last function, is our last function, meaning it's something that we value, it's something that we see in others and it excites us, but it's not something that we readily do that really gets us going. And, you know, SE as our last function is actually the thing that makes us take action in the real world. So what we have to do is to start taking action and then we're going to feel like it. And this is something we just have to remember. Maybe you can get reminded by that by looking at the playbook. Maybe you'll get reminded by that by, you know, joining our community, by being here, by having this as a constant reminder. We as INFJs, we have to get to a place where we get excited about taking the next step. We have to take a step, then create a result that excites us, and that in return will excite us to take the next step. But that will only happen if you take steps that are exciting to you, that make you feel like you're living an epic life, that make you feel like, oh, I proved to myself what I'm capable of, what my potential is. It's actually me who's taking that step, and I'm proving to myself that I matter to myself, that my future matters to me. It's really all about taking action first in a direction that you theoretically know is going to make your life better, And then through taking that action, you are teaching yourself to care about yourself. You're teaching yourself to want to grow in that direction, because every single time you take an action in the real world, your identity changes. You learn new things about your environment. You learn what works for you and what doesn't. Because we as INFJs, we're cerebral beings, meaning we think something is going to happen a certain way, or we think certain things are going to make us feel a certain way once we make them happen. But it's something completely different than actually taking the step. It's going to feel different. It's going to change how you see yourself, how you see your environment, everything. And that is just a lesson we have to learn. We have a great understanding of how things are going to evolve, but it's still not complete. You're never going to get the full picture until you take that action. Okay, so that being said, that has to be our initial motivation to move forward. To know, I can't wait to feel any different because it's just not going to happen. So you always have a choice, specifically in your hermit mode vibe, right? You have the time, you have the space, you have the energy to think about those things and to recognize, okay, I have two choices. I can either continue the road I've been taking so far, and it's probably not going to get worse than that, right? Maybe some things are going to decline, but that's something I can rely on. It's my default state and it's okay. Like, there's nothing to really be afraid of here. But if you say, I do want my life to be different. I know there's potential in me. I know there's excitement within me. And now that I am in hermit mode, I actually have the opportunity to hear myself much more because I don't have those external noises all the time that we pick up so easily. So that being said, we have to start setting goals. How often have you actually set a goal? And I mean a SMART goal, as in it's specific, it's measurable, it's applicable, it's realistic, and it's time bound. And to actually put it in the categories that matter to you. Like, you can download the free poster on the 5 pillars if you want some inspiration on what pillars to take on. But you know, those areas that are most important to us, relationships, our financial situation, our vocation, we have to make it a point to have a definite goal in mind. If you're not setting that goal, you're not going to learn to want to take it. I personally had this for the longest time with wealth management or prosperity, because as an INFJ, I always felt like, who cares about that? That's not what life is really about. It's all about, you know, friendships and connections and experiencing life on a deeper level. But because of that judgment, I never allowed myself to care about prosperity. And now, having learned how to care about it, I not only make immense, you know, improvements in that area, and I actually grow when before I was just avoiding this topic altogether. But on top of that, I have learned that I don't have to make compromises on my integrity because of that. I can just know, okay, having prosperity gives me more freedom. It gives me more choices. I can help people more. Like, there's so many great benefits on taking on the responsibility of creating your life. And this example of prosperity, of wealth management, of creating, let's say, a better financial world for you, you can apply this to every area of your life. There's so many INFJs who, for example, want to have a partner but are hesitant on joining online dating, right? It doesn't have to be something like Tinder. There are enough credible sites that you can join, that you maybe pay a membership for, and you actually start making progress in this area. Because the thing we have to learn is that through setting goals, we actually have done the very first step to making our life come true the way we want. We as INFJs, in general, our default state is always going to be laid back. It's always going to be, let me be the observer. Let me, you know, allow everybody around me to take charge. But when we do that, we really are saying goodbye to the option of creating our own life. And the great thing about this is, once you start taking action towards your goals, you start feeling excited about it. You want more of that. You see all the power that you do have. So I've been the person who invested the least amount of energy or time necessary to get something done. But I recognize that just because I'm good at this as an INFJ, that I can optimize a situation, it's still never going to make me feel like, you know, I'm living beyond the norm. I'm living something outside of, you know, my default state. We all have the potential to create amazing results in our lives as INFJs. We just have to look at the situation from a different angle than most people are, because we have different challenges and we also have different advantages. One of our greatest advantage is our vision. It's our, you know, way of experiencing something before it has happened. But our challenge is to actually start taking action and to actually define the things we want on paper, in theory, and then take action in order to get excited and not wait for things to happen the other way around. So if you think about this, what do you want to define for yourself? So now that 2024 is just around the corner, it's the perfect time for your INFJ rebrand. You have to decide for yourself what you want to have achieved by, let's say, the end of the year, or in a month, or let's say 6 months. And stop looking at it from the perspective of, oh, I'm not going to achieve this anyway, so I'm not going to set that goal. Yes, it should be realistic, but please set that goal. We're going to talk about how to get there in the next step. But if you're not even willing to set that goal, things are not happening. And again, remember, you're not doing things in order to achieve some external, you know, accolade or some external goal that other people define is important to you. It can be that you say, my goal is to work less. My goal is to have more vacation. My goal is to have more free time. But it has to be specific. Like, it can't be, I just want to have more time. It has to be, I want to be able to take off 30 days this year and still be able to, you know, take care of all my obligations. It has to be that specific. You really have to look at this from the SMART goals perspective. Remember, you can look this up online. SMART goals, super important. Then, and this is another crucial point, we have to start tracking. You have to start tracking your improvements. You have to start tracking what you have accomplished. So let's say your goal is to, you know, have a healthy partnership by the end of the year. Yes, there are a lot of things that we can't really put into our, you know, locus of control. In the end, you can't really choose to find the perfect partner. But what you can do is to say, I'm going to talk to at least one person a week, the latest by, let's say, Friday. Online, I will have one conversation. If that person doesn't seem like somebody that I'm interested in, then I'm just going to stop that conversation. But at least one conversation is going to be part of my goal list, and I'm going to track that. So remember, we want to set goals that are very specific to us. And another thing to remember is we want those goals to be externally observable goals. So something like, I'm going to be over a certain person isn't really externally observable. What would be an externally observable goal is, for example, I'm going to have handed in 10 applications by the end of June 2024, that means I want to have done these 10 steps beforehand. By the end of May, I will have handed in those 3 applications, and so on. Through that process, we learn 2 main things. First off, we actually recognize the discrepancy of what we think we're able to do right now and what we're actually able to do. So for example, let's say you go, oh, I want to work out 4 times a week. I want to have that body I always dreamed of. I'm going to feel more energetic. And this is something that's going to make me feel excited about life. And then the first week hits and you go maybe once. If that. What most INFJs feel in that moment is shame, because you recognize, oh, I can't even do the simplest things. Like, what is the big deal about going to the gym 4 times a week? It's not that hard. We have to stop that self-talk. It is incredibly hard. You have to really stop looking at it from the perspective of, I do have the time for that, but actually to look at it from the perspective of, this is mental load. Right? I do not have the mental load right now to mobilize myself to go to the gym 4 times a week. And that's okay. And if you don't have the capacity right now to go to the gym once a week, or to actually find a gym that you like, or to set up a membership or whatever it is, it's all about stopping to judge yourself. We want to adjust our goals, that's totally fine, but we have to write them down. We have to be very specific about them. We have to be able to tell somebody about them. We don't have to do that, but they have to be something that we could tell somebody else. See the difference, right? Something like, oh, I'm going to overcome my inner hurdles, or I'm going to work on my boundaries. You know, if it doesn't really mean that you have a conversation with somebody, it's not really externally observable. So set goals, adjust those goals if necessary, but don't give up on them. And I promise you, whatever you set as a goal, in 95% of the cases, it's going to be something that's too much for you. Because we as INFJs, we can go through that in our mind and it feels real. But it's something completely different to actually make that happen in the real world. And it's totally fine. Like, it's so much more important to understand where you're at, what you're currently able to do. And if that is, I'm able to put on my running shoes on Saturday morning, that's what I'm able to do. I don't go out. I don't do any of that. This is what I set out to do. And I track that because once a week, I actually wrote down what I did. You won that week. And that's where we have to get to. As INFJs, this change of perspective changes everything. Later on in the series, we're going to talk about how to continuously get excited about taking those steps, right? We already talked about this in the soundtrack videos. So take inspiration from that as well. But today in particular, think about setting goals and tracking them. How are you going to track them? How often are you going to track them? Just defining those things is going to be a huge turning point. And don't expect to feel great about it right away. The point is to do it because of the anticipation, how it could make you feel. Because if you don't have the motivation to do that, always think about, do I want to continue the way I've continued? If you want to, no reason to change. But if you say, I want my life to be more exciting as an INFJ, and if I do this, I do have the chance to get it done. Because what do you have to lose? Seriously, like, what is the worst that could happen? You're not going to ruin your life, but you have the chance to actually make it great, to make it exciting for you, to want to create new goals. Because once you start taking action, once you prove to yourself that, yes, I kept the promise that I made to myself, which was I put on my running shoes on Saturday. Because, you know, first I set out this goal that I'm going to work out 4 times a week, didn't really do that. Once a week, not doing that either, but I can put on those shoes. And that is my goal for the 3rd week of the year. I make that happen and then I build upon that. Once you get to this point, you will start getting excited about setting goals and about tracking them. And that's how you make huge improvements as an INFJ, because you're going to create new visions. This is one of our superpowers, that we have new visions, that we have new ideas that excite us. But they can only happen if we change our reality as part of it. We take steps in the real world, our reality changes, and therefore our vision enhances. Our vision gets bigger. It, you know, alters. And those things happen because we take action. So in order to make sure that you not only take an action here and there, set those goals, review those goals maybe every half year or every quarter, and definitely start tracking your goals. It's all about what is in your control. I did send out those applications. I'm not in control who's going to invite me for an interview, but I am in charge of sending out those applications. I am in charge talking to one person online. And you'll see that through this process, you're not only getting closer to your goal, but through taking that action, you're not only learning more about yourself, but you also learn about all of those self-sabotages that you keep doing in order to keep yourself in a safe space. You can create amazing results once you allow yourself to get out of your comfort zone. And getting out of your comfort zone as an INFJ means I'm going to set goals, I'm going to start tracking them, and through that, I learn what excites me more, what is getting me to the next level, what makes me feel like I'm living my INFJ epic life. Remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. It's a little playbook that you can always keep at your side so you remember where you are in your process and to get inspired to take the next step. And if you want to watch another video now, check out our playlist on the entire series. I have it linked somewhere over here. And then I see you in the next video. Bye, guys.